We continue our learning. We are in Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Test. We continue from the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is where Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehoshua disagree with the Rabbi Gamliel's Psak. You had Edim who came in and they said, we saw the moon on the night of Bismano, on the night of the 30th, but the next night we didn't see it. So Rabbi Gamliel says, accepted them. He assumed that Rosh Chodesh was on after 29 days. They had seen the new moon. And the fact that they didn't see it the next night must have been, it was covered by a cloud or something. And Rabbi Dosa says, it's impossible. And Rabbi Yeshua agreed. Eder Shekerin, why? You're going to tell me a woman is pregnant, a woman gave birth, and then you tell me the next night she's pregnant. It's impossible. Obviously, they didn't see the new moon the first night, and the Rosh Chodesh should be the next day, should be on the 31st. So Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yehoshua. Goes Rani Alecha Shetavo Etzli B'makelcha Uvema Osecha B'yoma Kippurim Shachol Yos B'cheshbon. He decreed upon him, you're going to come to me with your staff and your money on the day that Yom Kippur falls according to your calendar. According to Rabbi Yeshua's calendar, Yom Kippur was not till the next day. Rabbi Yeshua is a day behind, because according to him, Rosh Chodesh was on the 31st, not the 30th. So there was Yom Kippur. That first Yom Kippur was Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur. The next day, which according to Rabbi Gamliel was the Yud Aleph of Tishrei, was not Yom Kippur. That was when Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Dosa felt was Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Gamliel said, he felt that he had to do so. After all, when it comes to the court, as we'll see, the Jewish court makes a decision. We have to respect the authority of the Beis Din, even if a rabbi is greater in Chochmah. And this is what he's telling him, to come with his staff and his money belt on Yom Kippur that falls according to the calculation of Rabbi Yehoshua. Halachu matzao, Rabbi Akiva meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva went and found that Rabbi Yeshua was very troubled. Now, why is it only Rabbi Yehoshua? So the explanations go as follows. Why Rabbi Dosa was the one who really gave the original psak? So first of all, Rabbi Yehoshua was second to the Dosa. He was the Av Beis Din. The Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin Dalet says that because he was the Av Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. So having him give a psak against the authority of the Nasi, that would be a bigger problem than that of Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa and Harkinas also rescinded his opinion after Rabbi Gamliel decided that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th, and then he went along with him. Rabbi Yeshua did not, so that's why it was only a message sent to Rabbi Yeshua. And finally, we have in Yevamos and Daf Tes Zayin, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas was very elderly. Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to burden him by having him come to Yavneh, so therefore it was only Rabbi Yeshua who was going to come. And Rabbi Yehoshua, all of Rabbi Gamliel asked him to do, he didn't say don't fast. If Rabbi Yehoshua wanted to fast on his own, there would be no public display the fact that it's Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel wanted to show everybody that he was coming anyway. He was traveling. He was carrying on what Rabbi Gamliel felt was Yud Aleph Tishrei was no longer Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yehoshua coming and doing that was enough. He didn't say, I'm forcing you to eat an apple. That much he didn't tell him to do. Anyway, Halach Umatzo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva found Rabbi Yehoshua was very upset. Amar lo yeshli lilmod shekol masha asurim gamlil asui. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, listen, that whatever Rabbi Gamliel did is done. Shneamar ela moadei Hashem mikra'ei kodesh asher tikru osam. That's the way it works. The Beis Din is the one who sanctifies the new moon. It's in their hands. We mentioned this before. Moadei Hashem and tikru osam is tikru atem. The Beis Din is in charge of all of this. Everyone responds to that which the Nasi says. So, and that's true. Bein mizmanon bein shelo mizmanon. That's true whether in its proper time or it's not. In its proper time, obviously doesn't mean you can declare Rosh Chodesh, 5 days after it should have been. The only two possibilities, as we said, there's either the 30th or the 31st. The point is that whenever Beis Din decides of one of those 2 days, that is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Bein Mizbanon, Bein Shelo Mizbanon, Ein Li Moados Ela Elu. Whatever they decide, that is what Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Now, the so Balo Eitz Rabbi Yosef ben Harkidas Amar Lo. So you know, Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yehoshua, "Let me tell you why. First of all, maybe why he rescinded his position already, but also why Rabbi Yehoshua should go on the day that he thinks is Yom Kippur to Rabbi Gamliel, and he has to submit himself to the authority of Rabbi Gamliel. Because in Ba'in Anu Lo Don Achar Beis Dinu Rabbi Gamliel. If we're now going to judge literally, judge and reconsider the decisions of Rabbi Gamliel." So then we'd have to do the same thing regarding all Batei Dinim from the days of Moshe till now. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Vayal Moshe ve'Aaron Nadav Avihu v'Shivim Zikne Yisrael," regarding Matan Torah. Now says the Mishnah, "V'Lama Alon Is Parshu Shmos and Shel Zakenim." They mentioned Moshe and Aaron. Nadav and Avihu. And then it says the 7 years of Canaan. Why don't you mention the 7 years of Canaan? They must have been great people. Elalamani, Lalami. Shekol Shlosha Shlosha Shaamdu based in Al Yisrael, Hareuka based, you know, Shal Moshe. So you know that any three people who sit as a based in from the days of Moshe is going to have the status of the based in Shal Moshe. That's the whole point. Meaning, the fact that we have you have the Zakenim, their names are not mentioned. So why is that? So anyone who claims in the future, you know, the judges of my generation don't really know, they're not of the same caliber of Moshe and Aaron, and we don't have to listen to them. So that's why the pasuk says you don't know the caliber of those Ashid and Zakenim either, and yet we listen to them. So the same thing should be true of the Beis Din of nowadays. Now, what Rabbi Yosef ben Harkinas was saying to him was that, you know, a lot of earlier Batei Dinim, and the Gemara says that maybe we should question those as well. The Brisa says in the Gemara like this, Yerubal Bidoro Kimoshe Bidoro. Yerubal was Gidon. Bidon Bidoro, which is Shimshon, Kaharon Bidoro. Yiftach Bidoro, Kishmuel Bidoro. So here, these Shoftim were not of great caliber, certainly not that of Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel. Well, yet nonetheless, Gidon and Shimshon and Yiftach, we listened to them. They were the Shoftim. They were the leaders at that time. L'lametcha, the Brisa says, Shafilu, Kal Shebekalim, the light of the light. V'nismana, Parnas, Alatzibur, is appointed as the leader on the Tzibur, on the community. Hareu Ka'abir Shabar Abirim. He is as strong as the greatest leaders that we have. So based on that argument, what did Rabbi Yeshua do? Nata Maklo Ma'osov Biado. He took his staff and his money in his hand. V'halach l'yavne etzarim gamliel b'yom shechol yom ha-kippurim liyos b'cheshbono. On the day, this was Yud Aleph for Rabbi Gamliel, but this was Yud Tishrei, this was Yom Kippur for Rabbi Yehoshua. Nonetheless, he submitted to Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Gamliel u'nushakol al Rosh Rabbi Gamliel stood up, he kissed him on his head. Amar lo bo v'shalom Rabbi v'talmidi. He called to come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmid. What do I mean Rebbe? Rebbe b'chachma. He was greater in the wisdom. He acknowledged Rabbi Yehoshua may have been greater in wisdom, yet v'talmidi, but I call you my Talmid, shekibaltas devara, you accepted my words. Then we begin the third perek. Ra'uhu based in v'chol Yisrael. So what happened? All of Beis Din and all of the Jewish people saw the new moon. Or nechkuro Edim. Or let's say you have a case where the Edim were interrogated. Velos pikul omar mikudash. Either way, everyone saw the new moon, or the Edim were interrogated, and we know it's supposed to be, we're supposed to declare the 30th as Rosh Chodesh. But the Beis Din didn't have enough time to say Mikudash, Achecha Shecha, until it already got dark. And now it's over. So you have to Mikadash the Chodesh on that day, the night of the 30th. So that means that's going to be Rosh Chodesh, the day of the 30th. And till the Edim came, they didn't have enough time, something went wrong. And by now the day's over. Now it's already the night of the 31st. They didn't have a chance to say Mikudash that the 30th would be Rosh Chodesh, that the previous month would have 29 days. And on the 30th would be the first day of the next month. So Harezim Uber. Now, even though you had all the information, it's still Uber means that now the 31st is Rosh Chodesh. Nothing we could do. Now, based in didn't have to have enough time. Now, what does it mean exactly, Ro, based in? So it means that a lot of people saw the new moon. Most people saw the new moon. Based in had Edim who said they saw the new moon. For whatever reason, they couldn't, they had the whole procedure. Didn't have enough. They even investigated the Edim, but they didn't have enough time to finish the process in order to make the declaration. So then it's going to be me'ubar. Nothing we can do about it. Now, if you remember, we mentioned the Ramban, and the Ramban was the one who said, hold on, mekudash is really something that's preferred, but it's not necessary. Against what seemed to be the opinion of the Rambam, who said that Beis Din determines Rosh Chodesh through their declaration of Mekudesh. According to the Ramban, based on what we read in the Bar Tanura, which was that you only have to be Mekadesh years, but not months. So according to the Ramban, the way you have to understand the Mishnah is that Beis Din, it's true, they don't necessarily have to say Mekudesh, but our Mishnah is talking about they didn't. What does it mean, lo hispiku lomar? They didn't manage to say it was Rosh Chodesh. It means they couldn't really reach the decision whether or not Shevi Mikudash, based on the testimony of the Eidim. They were still deliberating that. So therefore, it's Me'ubar. But according to the Ramban, that's the way you have to understand the Mishnah. But according to the Ramban, just announcing, you didn't have enough time to announce the words Mikudash, that's not Ma'akev. So different ways to understand the Mishnah. What about the following? One other point is that, in general, what happens when it comes to a Beis Din where they, witnesses come, they're interrogated, a regular case. So what's the rule, let's say, by civil matters, by Dine Mamonos? So there, Beis Din can make a decision, although Beis Din only sits during the daytime. Nonetheless, if they started deliberating during the day, they're able to make the final decision at night. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah here, that when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, you have to conclude everything before nighttime, and if you didn't have enough time even to sanctify the new moon, then it's going to be Me'ubar, we wait till the next day. What about Re'uhu based in Bilvad? The whole Sanhedrin, the 71 members of the Sanhedrin, or maybe a smaller Sanhedrin of 23, which also the two Sanhedrin Katanas within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash itself, besides the one of 71 in the Lishkas HaGazis. So they saw the Beis Din. So what should they do? You have 23 people, 71 people, very simple. Yamnu Shnayim V'yo'idu B'fneim. You have two people stand up as the witnesses. They will officially take on the status of witnesses. All you need are three members of the Beis Din. V'yo'idu b'fneim, and they'll testify in front of the Beis Din, members of the Beis Din. V'yomu, then the Beis Din will say Mekudesh Mekudesh. What about Ra'uhu Shlosha V'hein Beis Din? What if only three of them saw, but they're part of the Beis Din, but only three of them saw the new moon? So now, how does it work? They are, and they're a Beis Din. After Sanhedrin, you have three people who are a Beis Din, and we want them to declare the Rosh Chodesh. The problem is that if I take two out and they're going to act as Eidim, so then that I only have one person left. So Ra'u Shlosha V'hein Beis Din Yamdu Hashnayim. So let two people of that group stand up. They'll be the Eidim. V'yoshivu Mechavreim Eitzel HaYochid. Then take two of your friends, some other members of the Beis Din, next to this one individual. V'yudu B'fneim. And they will testify in front of them. V'yomru Mekudosh Mekudosh. And then the Beis Din that sits can say Mekudosh Mekudosh. She'en HaYochid Ne'eman Al Yedei Atzmo. Because an individual is not Ne'eman, literally is not trusted alone. And what the Mishnah is telling us, why do you have to add two judges who saw the new moon? Let him be, let that one guy act as one person, as a court. After all, shouldn't that be okay? The Bar Tanura makes the following point, and I read from Bar Tanura. Vafal gavdi yochid mumche don afilu biyichidi. If you have a yochid mumche, you have this beginning of Sanhedrin. If you have an expert, someone who has smicha, all the way, an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, he's an expert. And he's an expert in these halachos as well. So it is a yochid mumche, he could be done, he can judge afilu biyichidi. That's the general rule when it comes to a Beis Din. Kiddush HaChodesh, lo hava biyichidi. Kiddush HaChodesh cannot be done with an individual, even though he's a mumche. She'ein loch mumche l'rabim Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no greater mumche expert than Moshe, and yet v'kamar le'rachmana adik Aaron b'hadach. You need Aaron along with you. So if Aaron has to be along with you, and then ain Beis Din shakel. Beis Din can't be an even number, so we add on a third. So obviously, if Moshe can't do it alone, no one can do it alone. And as the pasuk says, if Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe v'l'Aharon, hachodesh asalachem Rosh Rosh Chodeshim. So that's why Ein Hayocha Neman Al Yedei Atzmo, and that's why you have to bring two other people in order that we have a Beis Din. This gets into the famous discussion of whether aid naaseh dayon, whether an aid can now he's an aid and now he's going to turn over to become a dayon. The proofs are brought from this particular Mishnah.